Are you looking for a place to belong? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
You're going to hear from Clarence Chappelle, who joined a gang looking for a place to belong.
And, you know, I think a lot of times that with my life even, just trying to figure out where I fit in, you know, do I belong in this group, that group, not having mom and dad at home, it was really hard to figure out who I am, what I'm doing, and where I belong.
Yeah.
And so I ended up hanging around like the skater group at one time in my life. And then I would hang around like the preppy group and just kind of mingled into and then eventually into the gang life. But I think a lot of people are just looking to feel loved or belong.
Well, you know, I always hung around with the nerds, you know, I'm just kidding.
Perfect place for you.
But you know what? When I was younger, I also found myself in that position of always looking for a place to belong.
Right.
I think it really happened, especially when my parents got a divorce when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And it kind of launched me in this time of really seeking out where I belong. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are always kind of looking for that.
Yeah. And I think that when I was younger, as a latchkey kid, I would look into homes and say, oh, if I only had a mom, a dad, or this family, it would be amazing.
And I think everybody experiences that. But what is the answer? Well, you know, when I became a Christian and I accepted Jesus as my Savior, an amazing thing happened is that the Bible talks about how God is the Father.
Yeah.
Well, if God is my Father, that means He has like a family or a kingdom that has opened His arms to me.
Yes.
And so when I became a Christian, I suddenly felt this warmth, this acceptance, this belonging.
Right.
And I felt like I belonged to the kingdom of God.
Yeah. And not only that, but when you feel the acceptance from the Lord and then you start to see others believe what you believe, you become a family, you pray together, you get to know each other. It's an amazing family to be a part of.
Yeah.
You're going to hear this great story right here after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have Clarence Chappelle with us, and he was in a gang. He had a lot of bad things that happened to him and had a lot of losses and heartaches. And we're going to talk to him about how his life was and how it got supernaturally changed. So let's welcome to the show, Clarence. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah. So tell me about your parents were drug dealers and you're just a kid. Did you understand what was going on and what were you going through at that time?
Yeah, well, at that time, I mean, it was all I knew, so it didn't seem abnormal. You see it on TV, hear it in the music, see it in front of my eyes. So it wasn't like nothing too surprising, but I did feel like, I don't know, just my heart was always in awe of something more, that there had to be something more out there other than my situation, my surroundings.
So here you are looking for someone to be a father figure to you because you didn't quite have that. And you're going to school, you find this teacher, and what happened?
Yeah, so when I was about 13 years old, I was just looking for some help, and I reached out, and my teacher at my school took advantage of me and molested me multiple times.
Oh, no.
How are you feeling? I mean, you're a teenager, and this teacher you're trying to confide in and get help from does this to you. I mean, that must have been painful and emotional.
Yeah, I felt really betrayed, and from that point, I had a real just animosity towards authority figures, especially male authority figures.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And this actually led you to a little bit more of a situation because it started going downhill. Your mom ended up meeting someone who was abusive, and they ended up having a child together, and you felt like the oddball out. Tell me about that time and what you were feeling.
So at that time, me and my older brother, we felt kind of distant from my mother and her new husband, and I still felt like we couldn't find like that father figure or that person to love us rightly. And so it was a very dark situation.
And so here you are, you turn 15 years old and you end up in a gang. How did you get into a gang?
Yes, after my stepfather and my mother divorced, we kind of all had the freedom to do what we wanted. And my mom went back to selling drugs and living her life. And then my brother ended up joining a gang. And they used to always come to my house and they looked like a family. And that's something I longed for. And so as I saw them, I just thought like, hey, this is what it means to be a part of a family. And so I joined soon after my brother.
Mm. Now, your brother, he was older than you and he was like the leader, right? He was kind of your mentor. Is that right?
Yeah, we grew up together. He's a year and 9 months older than me. In the gang, he was also a very high rank.
So in the gang, you felt like you had a lot of closeness and maybe you even felt that protection that you were looking for, but really you were putting yourself in harm's way. Can you tell me about the situations you were involved with as you were in that gang?
Yeah, absolutely. It felt like a family, so I felt like they were brothers, but we used to do like robberies together, selling drugs, went to jail, and almost got accused of attempted murder, tampering with evidence, and crazy stuff like that.
Mm. Well, something really hard that just really took you down and would take anyone down regardless of the situation, but someone very close to you died. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so when I was 15 in 2007, I get a phone call from my mom one night, and she's just crying on the phone saying that he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. And I had no idea who she was talking about, but for one moment, I just thought of my brother, and one tear came out of my eye, but I dismissed the thought because he was only 17, so I just didn't think it was possible. Then later that night, I found out that my brother was murdered. Someone stabbed him in the heart at a party.
Mm, horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
And when you found that out, what did you start to do?
I mean, it completely broke my heart. My brother was my best friend. I grew up with him. He was the closest person I had. And I just went down in darkness. I tried to kill myself. I tried to cut my neck open with a butcher knife and started doing drugs, drinking every night, being immoral and just anything to numb the pain.
Mm.
Gosh, man.
And you're in a lot of pain, and there are people listening who have lost loved ones and been through a lot. And so you can relate to the pain of what people have dealt with in that loss. But as you go through life and you're selling drugs, you ended up in a situation yourself where you almost died. Is that right?
Yeah. So by the time I was 18, I was living in New York City selling drugs and just doing my thing. And it was actually the night that my father died. My mom calls me and said that your father just died. And so I went to buy alcohol and I started drinking. Then me and my friends were going to a party. And as we were walking to this party, there's a guy across from me. And, you know, I said, what are you looking at? And we get into an argument and he pulls out a gun, a 22 millimeter, and he pointed to my face. What happened next? His girlfriend was saying like, no, don't do it. And so he ends up shooting the floor. And then I turn around and immediately as I turned around, I heard an audible voice say, go home.
Wow.
At that moment, I was like, whoa, this is, you know, this is crazy. And so I took another step and I heard, go home now, the second time, audible voice.
And so you took that warning, I guess, from what I know from your story, you took that and you went home. But what would have happened if you didn't go home?
Yeah, so I went home and my friends ended up going to this party. And at this party, there was another gang that was our enemy and they got jumped, they got stabbed, beat up. And they finally came home 8 hours later. I mean, they were all bloody. And I knew within myself, if I would have went to that party, I would have been killed.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So here you are now. You go home and you end up going back to see your mom. And you go to your father's funeral. You're visiting your mom, but you're on drugs. And you end up finding a business, some kind of a business that ended up changing your life. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I went back to Florida for my father's funeral. And I stayed about 3 days and I went back to New York, then went back to visit my mom in Florida. As I was there, I was just getting high and partying. I didn't have any money to go back to New York. So I got a job at Subway. And then a friend from middle school walked in and he asked me this question. He said, hey, do you want to make money? And I was like, yeah, sure. Of course I do. And they introduced me to this business. I don't remember the exact name, but it was part of something called Amway Global. Then
mm-hmm.
I was just surrounded by a bunch of guys that were just encouraging me. And it felt weird. I thought it was a cult at first.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine anyone being that nice to me.
Yeah. Now, did you believe in God up until this point? Did you grow up believing there was a God? Or was the first time you heard the voice of God that you thought, oh, gosh, there's a God? Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, growing up, I always knew that there was a God. And I knew it was Jesus. But I couldn't reconcile Jesus being God to my lifestyle and my situation. When I was younger, my mom would take us to church sometimes, and I had some really crazy encounters with God, and I'll be in my room and just crying, and my mom will walk in and say, why are you crying? And I would tell her, it's because God's here. And just a lot of sweet moments like that happened when I was younger.
Wow. So you always knew there was a God, then you heard his voice, you go out there to see your mom, but now you're part of this business group, and they're telling you about God. you feel like, okay, is this a cult? But then there's someone who preaches a message that changes your life. Tell me real quick about that.
Yeah, in 2010, back in July, I was at the Sunday service of this business conference, and the guy on stage just sharing his testimony, and I just felt like something was tugging in my heart, and I felt I was being just pulled to just into relationship with God, and he gave an altar call, and I was really insecure, so I didn't want to go to the front because I was sitting in the back, and there's literally a red carpet, but he just kept giving the altar call, and he kept saying, no, there's still one more person, there's still one more person, and then, you know, eventually I was the only person left that was not going up, and so then I went forward.
Mm. Mm. So from that moment, you call out to Jesus, you gave your heart to the Lord, and I understand you were set free from your drug addiction, depression, and demonic powers that you felt were surrounding you, and now you're completely free from that. In fact, you're serving the Lord, and you're also telling people about Jesus. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I responded to God, and I felt like his hand came on the inside of me and just began to remove all the hurt, depression, sadness, addiction, and just perversion. I just felt completely free.
Wow. Praise God. We're going to pray for people right now who need that freedom that you have, Clarence. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And we thank God for setting you free from all of that and giving you a new home with us, with the family of God in Jesus. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Father God, I just sense right now that there's someone listening saying, I've always been looking for family. I've always been looking for a dad figure. Lord God, we thank you that you are both of those things to us. So Father, introduce us into those concepts. Introduce us into a real relationship with you. Mm-hmm. Jesus, we call upon your name. We ask you to come into our lives and mm-hmm. give us the family we've always been looking for. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. God loves you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.